It's not as if they find a crime and then they look for a culprit. They start with a culprit and then they look for a crime. They go crazy. They are not subject to the usual constraints that a good prosecutor is under.
All right, what do you think we're talking about there, Charles Freed? And the answer is, yeah, the three big scandals, but especially the AP IRS stuff, really. That's the focus of what Freed's saying there. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good week. If not, hey, we're hitting hump day, and that means we're looking at the other side, folks. Speaking of looking at the other side, you know, that's what we keep hearing over and over again, that there's a certain slant in media. Tell you what, there's not any kind of a slant when it comes to, I believe, when it comes to the AP scandal. It's really turned things around. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Andrew Szabo as he peels back the onion with me on what we're seeing media-wise. Everybody is quick to label the media, but in this case, conservative, liberal media, left-leaning, right-leaning, not leaning in any direction, I think there's massive agreement on what's happened in the case of the phone records with the Associated Press. The president says it's intolerable and inexcusable. And, of course, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the IRS deal with subjugating people who had Patriot or Tea Party in their names to extra ridiculous scrutiny when it came to tax-exempt status. And with the AP thing, it's simply a matter of we're getting to the leak and we're just going to step on whoever we have to step on. And they stepped on the wrong people, I think, this time, although I am just betting there's going to be some little tweak in this that will allow the Justice Department to wiggle out of it. In fact, I will say the Justice Department will wiggle out of this. And I don't think they should be able to do so. When I say shouldn't be able to, I'm just hoping that they can get nailed for a few things here, like smashing the Constitution and bending the rules in a ridiculous direction. Because you want a free press. Whether you don't like a lot of the people in the media or not, you want it to be free. Trust me, my friends, we do not want to be dictated to when it comes to the media. We don't want a state-run media. Although I know there is a joke in there, and some of you are cackling in those nooks and crannies. But the Department of Justice tracking 20 phone lines at the AP. They swept up a whole bunch of records. They say enough to fill a U-Haul, which is crazy, right? So the AP, how are they doing? Well, they're furious. They're angry. They're not happy with this, especially the staffers who had their records culled over. They're pretty mad. And, you know, one reporter was saying that they just don't take what we do seriously, so we're pretty much disgusted with this. It's like, are you kidding me? And people are supporting the AP in this. As I said, there isn't a lot of politics here, especially when it comes to the media. I think, without a doubt, it's, you know, this is the wrong thing. Snooping in an unprecedented massive amounts is outrageous. But will the Attorney General Eric Holder lose his job? I'm doubting that he's going to lose his job. So nobody wants to go on record at the AP, but they're willing to talk about it off the record. And, you know, they have to have sources. That's the only way you break stories, confidential sources, relationships. They have to be able to trust that they will not be exposed. That's the secret of true journalism. I mean, it is. That's what it is. You have to be able to feel as though you can do that. Otherwise, the sources dry up, the stories that you want to know about, things that are happening in government and elsewhere, that's not going to happen. Because how are you going to be able to track those stories down? The gatekeepers are there for a reason. They don't want that information out. What ultimately will this lead to? I mean, the executive editor, Kathleen Carroll, saying that, you know, the DOJ not disclosing the reasons for seeking the phone records is unbelievable. And what is it? You know, is it the story about the underwear bomber plot? Is it something else that, if you tie all these records together, it's the underwear bomber? But it's outrageous, it's inexcusable. And, I mean, they've been terrible about this from the very beginning. And they're intimidating. I think they're trying to intimidate people who talk to reporters, period. Period. They do not want any leaks. They don't want any information they can't control out there. And that is very, very, very clear. What's your take on all of this? You want to throw it in when it comes to Foggy Bottom? Let's hear it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of course, the big thing as far as cover-ups and scandals and everything else, besides what's happened with the Associated Press, is the IRS. And, you know, now they've got to hold some people responsible for targeting conservative groups. And that'll be pretty easy to do because they'll just go through and they'll see who was doing the audits, and it'll be low-level people, and they'll be the ones that get the boot, I'm certain of it. But how about the person who told the low-level auditors to look for things when they were going through applications for the tax-exempt status? How about somebody there in that level? I doubt it. So the IRS, while taking steps to end political targeting, going to have to, supposedly, they're doing that. They're going to have to do much more to reassure you and me, because we don't like the IRS to begin with. We don't like them to begin with. So, insufficient oversight, can I hear that from anyone? Yeah. Not equal treatment for organizations applying for tax-exempt status, of course. You know, how did this take place? And knowing that, really, seriously, knowing, too, it would be pretty easy to have, I think, for this story to break, for somebody to come out and say, hey, wait a second, I'm applying, we start to see a pattern here, we're calling people in Virginia, we're calling people in D.C., we're calling people in Connecticut, yeah, you're definitely going after us. Definitely. Coming up on the flip side, we are definitely zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions. I like to call it odds and ends. Besides the ABCs of scandals in Washington, there are certainly a slew of other things that are happening across this great country. And some of them are pretty interesting things that you might not have actually heard. I'm going to fill in the blanks on some of those, including a really expensive cheeseburger, coming up next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Born. So nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Bad. All right, America, be honest. You're there in your crib, your cradle, whatever you call your house, your boat, and you hear this story about a test tube cheeseburger. Does that sound appealing? You like the idea of a test tube cheeseburger? Some scientists have produced the first genetically engineered burger. It was made in a test tube. $325,000 is the price tag. Yeah, Dutch scientist is the dude that did this. He attempted to create a hamburger entirely from billions of stem cells. Yeah, that's wild. I just think it's wild. That's all I have to say about that. It's very interesting what they are doing these days when it comes to scientific experiments and food. Let's put it that way. How about some good ground and some decent food coming out of that garden that you grow? It's harder to find those pieces of land, by the way. I love this story. If I got locked in a supermarket all night, let's just say you're in a supermarket all night long. You either sneak in, you get locked in, whatever the reason. What are you going to do in that supermarket? Well, first of all, hopefully your cell phone, you call someone, you get out. But you're in the supermarket all night. What do you do to entertain yourself? There was a Kentucky man who was, of course, arrested. He had a party of his own inside a closed supermarket. You know what he did? 57 cans of whipped cream he ate. Yes, he did. Drank a whole lot of beer. They found him in the ceiling. He was feasting. I mean, the guy was feasting on that. Ugh. I don't know, the mixture of whipped cream and the beer, I'm thinking it's not tasting too good. I think Billy Bob or Joe or whatever his name is, something's wrong. He wasn't thinking clearly on this one. But they had him on video. They found him inside the ceiling on Monday. And he had steak as well, shrimp. He did that. He grilled a bunch of steaks, apparently. He fell asleep in the rafters. He's 30 years old, arrested and charged with being a big-time partier. I could not keep up with him. Six steaks. They couldn't even count the shrimp. Discarded whipped cream canisters is what they found. And he fell asleep in the rafters. I can barely eat like a little dollop of whipped cream. And I don't know. Is he going to pay the price for that? I hope he enjoyed it because they're going to nail him for something. I'm not really happy about this. That's for sure. Let's put it that way. Would you be surprised to know, you know, all the crazy bag fees that you have to pay when you fly? It's always about that. Wrestling with what, we have to take this bag and how much is that going to cost? And, okay, it's $50 this way and it's going to cost us more bringing back a bag. It's crazy. $6 billion in bag fees. That's what it was last year. Do you hear what I said? $6 billion. That's the highest amount since the fees became common a handful of years ago. If we could only travel with just the clothes on our back. We could only do that. Wouldn't that be great? Squish things in a little knapsack, just what you had in there. People carry so much stuff with them, it's crazy. And I wonder why they made $6 billion. You see people smashing into you when they're going down the aisles and they have so much stuff in their hands. And it's just a matter of if they get through the gate at to get onto the plane. Because that's kind of like a eeny, meeny, miny, moe situation. They're supposed to measure the bags. You know that silly little thing you slap your bags in, which is so tiny, too? The metal rack, the measurer at the front of the gate. But sometimes they'll just look at you, and if it looks like you're hiding a bigger bag, they call you out on it and say, do you want to check that bag? Or whatever it might be, but... No, thank you. I'll leave with the clothes on my back. So be it if you consider me to be on a watch list somewhere because I am not traveling with anything. How about this from NFL quarterback that people are chanting, screaming your name in Denver to a backup in New York for the Jets to now... a possible quarterback in arena football. You know who fits into that category? That would be Tim Tebow. He's looking for a new quarterbacking job. He was released by the Jets. So, Ron Jaworski, the longtime Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, who is also the co-owner of the Arena League football team, the Philadelphia Soul, is trying to get Tim Tebow to do arena football. Like I said, how far can you fall from the highest heights to the lowest lows? Not that, you know, arena football's okay. But Tebow, the NFL and the arena, those two in the same sentence. Forget about it. There's no contest if we say it that way. No word on for sure if he's going to take this or not. Jaworski, I heard, is really pressing him hard. So maybe. Maybe he ends up doing it. Certainly if no NFL team picks him up, why not? And they know it's a smart move by Jaworski that he'd be a curiosity factor in Philly. And there would be people that would come out and see him for sure. They would come out to see him. Absolutely. Continuing with odds and ends, I love this story. Although... it's not going to work out for this particular man, but a city in New Hampshire is suing a group that signs letters, Robin Hood and his Merry Men. They make a point of searching for expired parking meters, pay them before police can issue a ticket. It's six Robin Hooders And this is Keene, New Hampshire, that we're talking about. And they leave a note behind that says, your meter expired, but we saved you from the king's tariffs. And that's how they sign it. I mean, the group intentionally taunted, interfered with, harassed, and intimidated the city's three parking enforcement officers, is what the city is saying. And a suit identifies all the members and was filed May 2nd. Some of the officers are saying they're harassed by the group, with yelling curses at them and derogatory comments and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But the city is losing revenue. Do you love that? We're going to help out the people whose meters are expiring, and the city doesn't like it. And why don't they like it? Because they want the money. They want the money. That's it. It's the bottom line. And I love this. We're going to end on this one. It's all about recipes, isn't it? What tastes good? Why you like it? Can I get that recipe? There are a lot of guys saying that lately, because men, sometimes men cook better than women do, and there are a lot of men that like to cook. This isn't the case here. This is about soda. So a Georgia man reportedly is saying that he's found the secret formula to Coca-Cola. He's hoping to sell it for $15 million. Cliff Kluge recently found the 1943 recipe in a box of letters and papers he purchased during a treasure hunt at an estate sale with his wife. The recipe closely matches, supposedly, the original formula for Coca-Cola published online 2 years by NPR, which saw the website, by the way, crash from all of the people who tried to get it. So Kluge says you don't stumble on things like this very often. It's a letter, it's a formula, and the process is to make it. I think it's a little deeper than having fun. I think it's the recipe for Coca-Cola. You know, the authentic recipe, that you didn't know this, is contained in a safe at the World of Coca-Cola in Atlanta. It's a highly kept secret. Highly kept. So they may pay. You know, after initially asking for $5 million on eBay, he's now looking for $15 million. There haven't been any takers so far. But you never know. Somebody might be willing, if it was going to be released, to take it off the market. I wonder how low he will go. I don't think he's going to get $15 million, but he might get, get a couple million, maybe. Andrew Szabo, in the wings, waiting for you and me.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Each and every week here on America Tonight, we try to get to the bottom of things with our pal Andrew Subbo. He is the irresistible marketing chef, and the segment, of course, is called Peeling Back the Onion. And, you know, we see what's going on with the AP, and as somebody who went to journalism school and is a journalist, to me, I think it's horrific. I can't even think of a reason that the Justice Department would wiretap the Associated Press's phones. You know, they would go through the phone records and look for things and whatnot. It's shocking to me. Even something came out today that the Washington bureau chief was among those whose records were subpoenaed. Here on America Tonight, probably, you know, we have all kinds of people that join us from D.C., and the most liberal person that comes on the show, Ellen Ratner, who's covered Washington politics for 20 years, says she thinks it's outrageous, and it's one of the most outrageous things that she's ever seen. So Andrew, last week when he was peeling back the onion, talked about that the press might not be there to protect this administration so much anymore. We're already seeing that with the Huffington Post and some other news organizations who are going after this whole AP thing with serious vigor and not letting up. Andrew, so what do you think? You led us down that direction last week, and it looks like we're seeing that tide start to turn, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly we saw a turning point in the last week with the ABC news revelation of an email that clearly showed that the talking points were changed 12 times for Benghazi. Up until now, in fact, the White House, Carney still maintains only one word was changed, yet ABC found evidence of at least 12 changes. And that doesn't even include the change taking it to, it was about the video and the talking points that we heard from the UN ambassador. So we're seeing an interesting phenomenon where I think the press was a little bit reluctant to talk about Benghazi, and rather the main narrative that they were following, which was what the White House line was, oh, this is, you know, or to use Hillary Clinton's term is, what does it matter, that this is simply a Republican ploy to, and of course Clinton, I'm sorry, that President Obama has said this is merely a sideshow. So I think the press kind of knew it, but they didn't want to report about it. Now they've been caught essentially with their pants down because they didn't report fairly about what's really going on in Benghazi. They don't want that same thing to happen. Now we have the, you know, with the next revelation with the IRS scandal.
And yeah, I agree with you, but let me stop you there.
There's one,
you
know, two, three things happening all at once.
Exactly. Let me stop you there. One of the things that we said and that we mentioned last time around, we were talking about Benghazi, and that's, and you just brought this up. What's interesting is the storyline, the narrative, what came out of there, and Susan Rice, the UN ambassador, not, you know, the talking points. Oh, they were, ABC says they were changed 12 times. They just wouldn't say, okay, it coincided, it was a terrorist activity, it coincided with the anniversary of 9/11. I think that's part of it. And also we see with the AP thing that what they're looking into, it was over the news that broke that the CIA had stopped an Al-Qaeda plot to blow up a plane around the anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden by, you know, of course, our American SEAL team that went in there. So there's, I think there's a side story here, too, about why are we putting that out there? They don't want that information out there. For some reason, they will not say that. I don't understand.
Well, I think there was a very good reason at first, and that was it had almost an echo of George Bush saying mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Because 5 days before the 9/11, basically President Obama said mission accomplished. Al-Qaeda is finished. Their leader, of course, is dead. What happens? And he's saying that at the Democratic National Convention. 5 days later, 9/11, we have a terrorist attack. And they wanted to control the narrative. Now, that's an interesting terminology. We're hearing a lot of that in the news, controlling the narrative. Nobody says, well, let's have the truth. What does controlling the narrative really mean? We're not telling the truth.
We're telling a story.
We're going to make up something, or we're going to leave facts out. Sometimes it can be a sin of commission. In other words, we deliberately are putting in facts, as in the case of, everybody, the Defense Department, CIA, people on the ground all knew this was not a spontaneous demonstration. You don't come with rocket-propelled grenades and mortars to a demonstration. It was clearly a terrorist attack. Everybody knew that. So there was a deliberate misleading saying that it was a spontaneous demonstration spurred on by a video. So, and sometimes it's a sin of omission. So you can have a sin of commission with deliberately doing something, and sometimes it's a sin of omission in other words, well, we won't tell them everything, we'll just scale it back. But that is just as simple in one sense. We're misleading the people, and I think the people are starting to get wise to it. And more importantly, I think the press is starting to get wise to it. I was reading, I kind of scanned through this morning, ABC, NBC, CBS, on online, looking at their news stories. All of a sudden, we're seeing stories, all three stories were playing. Benghazi, AP, and the IRS. That's three stories. That's probably too much for the White House at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. And you're talking about the IRS. Now you have the president blasting the failures of the people who, the employees, calling what they did wrong. In other words, going after conservative groups that had Tea Party or Patriot or any of that kind of stuff in the title of, you know, their 501(c). It's just ridiculous. And, you know, look at how that's blown up on them. And even now you have the attorney general recusing himself from this. And then you have the acting IRS commissioner at the same time saying that, you know, some mistakes were made, but geez, we had a flurry of all these applications for these nonprofits, so we had to do something. What do you make of all this, Andrew?
Well, it's, again, they're still trying to control the narrative. I mean, Jim Carney said the other day that the IRS's behavior is inappropriate. Okay, let's look at what was going on. The IRS was targeting groups, and I quote, these are groups, these were some of the things that were if it had the word Tea Party, they were targeted. If it had the word Patriot as a nonprofit, you could be targeted. the words, if they criticized the government and sought to educate Americans about the U.S. Constitution, end quote. So these things, Jay Carney said, it was inappropriate for the IRS to go after this group. You know what? No, it's inappropriate to use a salad fork with your entree. That's inappropriate. Using the Internal Revenue Service for political purposes is a criminal offense.
Yeah, I agree.
They're trying to play the narrative.
Yeah, I agree. That's the running theme. And, you know, the report that they're finding now, to give you some numbers on this, are showing that of the 296 cases reviewed by the IRS Inspector General as, let's say, potential political cases not eligible for tax-exempt status, 72 contained, as you said, the name Tea Party, 13 had the words Patriots. I mean, clearly, who were they targeting? Hey, the IRS?
Anything about progressive. Oh,
yeah.
To admit we didn't get that far in the alphabet. I don't know. I think Tea Party comes off the progressive.
Crazy. Because the same thing, you know, listen, there are plenty of 501c4 status groups that have progressive in their title. So I really think that there has to be some accountability for the three things that we just said. You know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, all are equally offensive in different ways, but I cannot believe that we just skate away from this and that's it and have another committee hearing, which there's going to be committee hearings and investigations, and then nothing comes of it. But I fear that we may be seeing much of the same.
Well, but you're starting to see some Democrats coming out saying this is scandalous, quite vehemently. You know, Harry Reid today made the statement, obviously, the majority leader saying that this was unacceptable, the behavior of the IRS, and he also made some statements about the AP scandal as well. So I think there could be a wind change, because once you start seeing Democrats saying that there's issues, they may be trying to distance themselves from the White House, because you're starting to see two slightly different narratives, one coming from Capitol Hill and one coming from the White House. I think this was very telling. I went on MSNBC. Now, that's about as left-wing as you can get. Obama admitted it at a recent White House correspondence dinner about Axelrod now going to MSNBC, that they were basically their mouthpiece. Now, one of the most one of the biggest supporters of Obama, Chris Matthews, Hardball, his article today said, "Let me start, more trouble ahead." This is how the article starts. As if the IRS and Benghazi weren't enough, Washington is above this morning with their third controversy, the Justice Department's secret seizure of phone records from the Associated Press record. I think that is flat. I mean, that was flawed when I saw that. For them to start to actually admit that there's actually three problems, and they're not, I mean, they're still trying to bring in play the narrative a little bit, but for them to actually even admit that there are three controversies, which that, until now you saw nothing. They didn't even admit. But I think part of it, the news media don't want to be left out. We know that they don't want to be caught out saying, okay, well, we didn't report on this. We gave the president a buy on this. We gave the White House a buy on that. But at some point, they will realize we're being made fools of. And that's, I think, the line at which the media won't tolerate. I don't care how partisan they will be. They can be. They won't tolerate being made fools of. And I think they're getting to the point they are being made fools of. You look at the conference, I mean, the press conference on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, you're seeing some of the other, not just Fox News, asking hard questions from Carney, and he was getting very uncomfortable.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, he was. I have a feeling we'll be talking about this again next week. Andrew Szabo, the incredible, incredible, irresistible marketing chef. You can check him out. Peeling Back the Onion with us each and every week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Once you waive the attorney-client privilege, you open Pandora's box. You don't know what the lawyer is going to say, because Yale has the right to defend himself from these accusations, and he has the right to tell what he told him and what Simpson told him about what happened.
Bottom line, does OJ have much of a chance here?
I would say that his chances are somewhere between 0 and 1%.
Wow. Guess that's not much of a chance, okay?
No. It's pretty slim.
0 and 1%. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the final turn. Perfect for a story about O.J. Simpson. So, you know, he was back in that Vegas courtroom. And what do you think of when you think of O.J. Simpson? Used to be legendary stuff, like what he did when he was a football player and his Hall of Fame bust. But nope. Instead, you think of the acquittal of the killing of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. And, of course, a lot of people felt like that was never truly resolved. because of what the verdict was in that case. But then many feel, including the Goldman family, that he got his just desserts with that crazy thing in 2008, that Las Vegas trial, that put him in prison for a weird hotel room robbery where he said he just wanted to take back personal memorabilia that he said was stolen from him. And that is what landed him in prison, with the gun waving around and everything else. So here we go. Now he's saying, and this is why he was in court, he was there saying that it's his lawyer. His lawyer misrepresented him. It was bad representation, Yale Galanter, and that his conviction should be reversed and a new trial ordered. Most of the time, you don't win this one, but who knows? You heard there in that interview with George Stephanopoulos, Roy Black saying what the chances were of a change here. So he spent the last 4 years in prison, O.J. Simpson. He's got to serve at least 9 of his maximum 33-year sentence before he's even eligible for parole. He'd be 70, 65 now. If he doesn't win a new trial, he could spend the rest of his life locked up, which makes the Goldman family and lots of other people very, very happy about that. But he's trying, I guess, an angle to work an angle. And if he could prove that with Yale Galanter, then he would surprise a lot of people. But most likely, that's not going to happen. You know, crazy how long that Vegas thing even took. And crazy how he went down for that all over his memorabilia. And it's, you know, it turned out that when Simpson walked into that hotel room, he realized he knew the sellers from other dealings. He accused them of stealing. He shouted that no one was supposed to leave the room. And that would be judged to be the legal definition of kidnapping. Simpson's guys started bagging up the stuff. One of them pulled a gun. And then the rest was history. Then he was sacked with that. How about it? And can you believe it's been since 2008? So we gave him a little violin send-off. Nothing's happening there. O.J. Simpson is, he's done. He's done. It would be a massive Hail Mary miracle, whatever you want to call it. No Hail Mary when it comes to this. And we're talking about Benghazi. The Benghazi Review Board heads say that they're going to testify. The story about Benghazi is just one round circle now, and there is no closure in this one. You got to feel for the families of the 4 that were killed. That's the sad, sickening part, because they were such sitting ducks. And then as the other things start to unfold around it, it's just depressing to, frankly, to know some of those details. Like, you know, they said we need help desperately 3 times. So 7 months go by and then they all end up dead. But that's not even where we're going with this. The leaders of the panel that independently, actually, reviewed the attack on the mission in Benghazi said they were prepared to testify publicly before Congress to counter what they consider unfounded criticism of their work. Because the work of the Accountability Review Board is now under a big, juicy microscope. And this is all part of that claim that the administration misled Congress and the people after the attack that killed Ambassador Stevens and the 3 other Americans. They're saying that the criticisms are unfounded, and it, if left unaddressed, undermine the work that the board has done. So they want the opportunity to appear at a public hearing before the committee and answer direct questions regarding the procedures, the findings, blah, 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 and the recommendation. And we'll see if they end up doing that or not. Whether they'll end up doing that. There was 29 recommendations for improving security at the diplomatic facilities, not just in Benghazi, but obviously around the world. And they've looked at where some of the gaps are as a result of what happened there. And I go back to the same thing. You have to feel for the families. And it doesn't matter now at this point because there is no backup. There is no story you can tell that's going to make that circle become complete. But certainly there's reason to keep digging, answer every single question until you can't, you know, answer it anymore. So far at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, what's interesting, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the IRS story or the Associated Press story, the White House is in damage control mode. If they had a PR person, it would be crisis management, is what they call it. So that's what's happening, and that's, I think, pretty much going to be the story the rest of this week, as you have all these escalating potential scandals raising more questions about who's in charge, what authority issued some of what happened there. And I think the most damaging right now, anyway, is the allegation that the Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months of phone records from the Associated Press journalists. The AP, of course, went public with the charge on Monday and got a lot of sympathy from people on the Hill on both sides who agree that the record grab is unnecessarily intrusive. So what gives? What's that about? Trying to plug up the leak? Because for sure they have a leak or they're not breaking the stories that they're breaking. And Friday, it was actually the Friday, this is on the heels of Friday acknowledging that the IRS acted inappropriately and by singling out the Tea Party and other conservative groups. So you have Friday, you have Monday, and then you have Benghazi, of course, that goes all the way back to September when it happened, what the fallout was around that. Man, oh man, I think he's earning his pay now, Carney is, because he's got to answer all the questions, Jay Carney. He's got to answer all the questions at every single one of those briefings, and I think he's caught in the middle of some of this stuff, but hey, I don't feel so. This is his deal. He had 3 whistleblowers that were backing up testimony last week on Benghazi. You have new excerpts that show that a top State Department official pressed the intelligence community to water down its initial storyline on the attack in the days before Stevens. Before Rice went on television to make Susan Rice, the UN ambassador, to explain the attack to the public, and it didn't work. It didn't work. It blew up on them. But which one of those scandals leads to anybody doing prison time? Now that's what you got to ask yourself.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.